Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton lesson, we're going to take a sampled piano and make it evolve like it actually belongs in a drum and bass arrangement. Because in DNB, the piano is rarely just a piano. It's usually atmospheric, blue in the intro, emotional and wide in a breakdown, then tight and controlled when the drop hits. And one of the fastest ways to make that happen without changing the MIDI is auto-filter morphing, not just moving a cutoff, but morphing the whole tone character across sections using cutoff, resonance, drive, and a little bit of modulation. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow. You'll build a stock device chain, rack it into a few performance-style macros, then automate those macros so the piano breathes with the drums and bass instead of sitting there like a static loop. All right, let's set up the sound source first. Step 0, pick a piano sample that matches the role you want. If you're using a single sample or chop, drop it into simpler in classic mode. If you're using a preset instrument from PAX, that's fine too. Now think like an arranger for a second. Where is this piano living? In the intro, you usually want it warmer, a little submerged, maybe thinner so it stays behind the atmos. In the drop, you want it mid-focused and out of the sub's way. And for hook or skanky stab vibe, you might want it brighter and more present, but still controlled. Also, quick DNB rhythm note. If your drums are rolling or steppy, pianos work best when they're syncopated. Offbeat stabs, little gaps like a two-step feel, or tiny 16th ghost stabs. That's how it locks with the groove without fighting it. Now step 1. Build a simple stock device chain on the piano track. Put auto filter first, because that's our main morph engine. Then add saturator for density. Then EQ8 for cleanup, because filters and resonance can create nasty peaks. Then utility for width and mono control. And optionally, hybrid reverb. Ideally reverb is on ascend, but for sound design an insert can be fine. Let's dial quick starting settings. On auto filter, start with a low pass 24 dB. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 4 kHz depending on your piano. Keep resonance conservative, like 10 to 25%. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. But make a mental note, you must gain match later so you're not being tricked by loudness. Leave envelope at 0 and LFO off for now. On saturator, choose analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Then match the output so bypassed and enabled feel the same volume. This step is not optional if you want your automation decisions to be real. EQ8 next. High pass around 100 to 200 Hz, and if you've got a big sub and heavy bass, don't be scared to push that higher. If it's muddy, try a small dip around 250 to 500 Hz. And later, if it's too bright, a gentle shelf adjustment around 6 to 10 kHz can help, but don't prefix problems you don't have yet. Utility. Turn bass mono on, set it around 150 Hz. Width can start around 90 to 120% depending on the sample. Cool. Now we're going to make this automation friendly. Step 2. Rack it into morph macros. Select auto filter, saturator and EQ8 and group them into an audio effect rack. Now click map, and we're going to map only what matters, with safe ranges. This is the difference between clean, musical automation and a messy science project. Macro 1 is tone. Map it to auto filter cutoff. Think of this as distance or depth. Low tone equals far away, high tone equals forward and exposed. Macro 2 is edge. Map this to a small resonance range on auto filter and a small drive range on saturator. Important, keep these ranges tight. Something like resonance 8% up to 28%, and saturator drive 0.5 dB up to 4 dB. Edge is spice. Too much spice ruins the meal. Macro 3 is thin to full. Map EQ8's high pass frequency. Something like 90 Hz up to 350 Hz. In D&B drops, it's extremely normal for this to live higher than you'd expect, because the bass owns that low band. Macro 4 is motion. Map auto filter LFO amount. Keep the range like 0 to 25%. More than that and you can get seasick fast, especially with busy drums. Optionally, macro 5 can be LFO rate, synced. And here's a coach tip that will make your work better immediately. Before you automate anything, right-click each macro and edit the info text. Write what it means musically. Tone equals distance. Edge equals aggression. Thin to full equals weight. Motion equals nervous energy. When your labels are musical, you automate like an arranger, not like you're debugging a plugin. Now step 3. Automate the morph across that arrangement. Go to Arrangement View and press it to show automation. Let's use a classic DNB structure. Intro for 8 or 16 bars, build for 8 bars, then drop for 16 or 32. In the intro, we want warm and submerged, so bring tone down. Somewhere like 600 Hz to 2000 Hz equivalent on the macro. Set thin to full more toward thin, meaning the high pass is higher, maybe 200 to 300 Hz, so it doesn't add low weight. Keep edge low, keep motion low or off, maybe 0 to 5%. The goal is simple. The piano sits behind atmosphere and doesn't fight hats and cymbals. In the build, we want tension and movement. Slowly raise tones so it opens up. Bring motion up to maybe 10 to 20%. Add a touch of edge. Now turn on the auto filter LFO and set it like a classic rolling feel. Use a sine or triangle wave. Sync rate around 1/8 or 1/16. Phase at 0 degrees is steady and consistent. 180 degrees can feel like it flips the groove a bit. Try both and decide which matches your drum swing. And here's a super important automation detail. Avoid boring linear ramps. DNB likes pressure and release. Use curved automation shapes. A concave rise, slow then fast. Into the drop feels like pressure building. A convex dip, fast then slow. Before a fill feels like the air getting sucked out. In Ableton, hold Alt or Option while dragging the automation segment to bend the curve. That tiny move can make your transitions feel way more produced. Now for the drop, you've got two common directions. Approach is tight mid-band piano that stays out of the bass. That's usually a bandpass, like BP 12 dB, cut off around 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz, modest resonance, motion around 5 to 15%. Approach B is bright top stabs, more jungle-ish. That's a high pass, 12 or 24 dB. Cut off somewhere like 200 to 800 Hz so you remove lows, but keep presence. Add a little edge for bite. Now, if your Ableton version makes filter type automation annoying or it clicks, don't fight it. Use the pro workflow. Step 4. More filter types using parallel chains. Inside your rack, create two chains. Chain A has an auto filter set to LP24. Chain B has an auto filter set to BP12. Or HB if that's your target. Keep everything else identical after the filters, or keep the rest of the chain outside the split so only the filters differ. Now map the chain selector to a new macro called Morph. Set it up so chain A is active from 0 to 63, chain B from 64 to 127, and give yourself an overlap, like 55 to 75, so it crossfades instead of hard switching. Now, when you automate Morph through the build into the drop, it feels like a smooth filter mode morph instead of a clunky toggle. This is one of those little workflows that makes your session cleaner and your results more professional. Next, step 5. Make the piano glue to the drums. Option 1 is classic sidechain compression. Put a compressor after the rack, enable sidechain, feed it from your kick and snare group or a ghost trigger. Try ratio 2:1 to 4:1, attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, so you don't kill the transient. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds depending on tempo, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. The reason this matters for our filter morph is that when you open the filter and add edge, the piano wants to jump forward. Sidechain keeps it breathing with the drums instead of stepping on them. Option 2 is a little envelope follower feel using auto filter's envelope amount, but keep it subtle. That can make each piano hit brighten slightly, which reads as more rhythmic without having to add more notes. Now let's do some arrangement moves that really scream DNB. In the bar or two before the drop, automate tone down slightly, like the piano ducks and pulls back. Then snap it open right on the drop. That contrast hits hard. Every 4 bars in the drop, do a micro move, increase motion a tiny bit, like 0 to 10%, just to keep forward motion without changing the riff. The listener feels development even if the harmony never changes. Second half of the drop, push a little more edge and raise tone slightly to escalate energy. And in the last 2 bars, before a breakdown, high pass the piano hard, even up to 1 or 2 kHz, then kill it. That clears space for bass fills and makes transitions feel huge. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you do this. Number 1. Resonance too high. It can whistle. And in DNB you already have cymbals and Reese harmonics living up there. So keep resonance controlled. And if you need character, use a bit more saturation instead of cranking resonance. Number 2. Not gain matching drive and saturation. Louder will always feel better. Match levels so you're judging tone, not volume. Number 3. Filtering without cleanup. Auto filter resonance can create sharp peaks. EQ 8 after the filter is your safety net. Number 4. Over-relfying. If everything wobbles all the time, nothing feels intentional. Use motion like an accent, mainly in builds and transitions. Number 5. Clashing with sub. Most DNB drops do not need piano low-end. High pass higher than you think. Now let's add two advanced coach techniques that are genuinely worth doing. First, build safety rails for resonance spikes. If your filter whistles on certain notes, don't just lower resonance and lose the vibe. Put EQ8 after auto filter. Create a narrow bell dip around 3 to 5 kHz, hue around 6 to 10, and map that EQ gain to your edge macro, but inverted. So as you push edge up, that bell cuts a little more. You get character without pain. Second, keep perceived loudness stable while morphing. Filter movement changes level. Add a utility at the end of the rack and map its gain very subtly to tone, maybe plus or minus 2 dB. This keeps your automation from accidentally becoming volume automation, and it keeps your decisions honest. If you want one more advanced vibe move, try mid/side filtering for wide intro, pin drop. Make a rack with two chains, mid and side. Use utility to make the mid-chain mono, and set the side chain to side mode. Put auto filter only on the side chain and automate tone there. The center stays stable for snare and bass clarity, while the width breathes around it. That's a seriously clean trick. All right, quick practice exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Pick a 2-bar piano riff. Minor key works great for darker DNB. Duplicate it across 16 bars. Bars 1 to 8 are intro, bars 9 to 12 build. Bars 13 to 16 drop. Rack your chain and automate only two macros, tone and morph. Add a little motion only in the build. Then bounce the piano and listen in context with drums and bass. Ask yourself, is it masking the snare crack? Is it fighting the Reese midrange? Does the drop feel more open than the intro? If the answer is kinda, but not really, your automation is either too subtle or too random. Make it simpler. Make it more intentional and use those curved automation shapes so it grooves. Let's recap. Auto filter is not just a static EQ. It's a movement engine. Use a rack and macro so your automation is clean, readable, and performance ready. For smooth filter type morphs, use parallel chains and crossfade with a chain selector. And keep it DNB, control the low end, manage resonance, gain match your drive, and make the morph follow the energy of the arrangement. This audio version is shortened for playback.